Just as athletes never quit training, high performers never stop consciously conditioning and strengthening their habits. Real success, holistic, long-term success, doesn't come from doing what's natural, certain, convenient, or automatic. Often the journey to greatness begins the moment our preferences for comfort and certainty are overruled by a greater purpose that requires challenge and contribution. The skills and strengths you have now are probably insufficient to get you to the next level of success. So it's absurd to think that you won't have to work on your weaknesses, develop new strengths, try new habits, stretch beyond what you think your limits or gifts are. That's why I'm not here to sell you on the easy solution of just focusing on what is already easy for you. Just so we're clear, there's a lot of work ahead. My friends, you are listening to episode 475 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Guys, what's going on? So the quote that I started today's episode with was by Brandon Burchard. And I want to share that with you because I had a conversation with a really good friend of mine, Chris Chico, who I have had on the show several times. And in fact, as of the time of this recording, my family is taking off to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, a couple of days after Christmas. And we're spending the new year at a cabin in the mountains. So we'll be out there about a week. This is a place that we absolutely love to go to during the wintertime. My girls have never seen snow, believe it or not. So we're hoping we get some snow out there. And the Chicos are actually going out there too. So we're going to be connecting with them and having a good time and hanging out. And, you know, I was talking to him about purpose. I was talking to him about being in alignment with what we're called to do and what we're meant to do. And I think this is something that a lot of us just kind of struggle with from time to time is, you know, are we in alignment with what we're meant to do? You know, and it's interesting because if you are not making the amount of money that you want to be making or that you feel you deserve or that you feel that you should be making, chances are you're not in alignment with what you're supposed to be doing, you know? And one of the things that we discussed was the idea that, you know, when you wake up in the morning, what is that problem that you're looking forward to solving or that you're trying to solve? What kind of dominates your thoughts? And I'm not speaking about in a negative way. I'm speaking about like, what's the that juices you up? Get up looking to tackle. I can tell you personally, for me, that's the storage business. Not just because it's so new or not even because I have a particular passion for storage, right? We're talking about garages with you know, metal walls and a metal door. So we're talking about it's that I'm now using the storage business as a vehicle to amplify what I already have a pretty awesome life, right? It's a vehicle to get me that much closer to living 100% of my vision, and I'm already living a big part of it, and that came because I got clarity on not just what I wanted, but got clarity on what I didn't want. Matter of fact, I want to read another quote here. Today's episode might be, because there's another quote I want to share with you, but check this out. A guy by the name of Don Harold: unhappiness is not knowing what we want and killing ourselves to get it. I'm going to repeat that again because I read it. It was almost a double take. Happiness is not knowing what we want and killing ourselves to get it, right? So sometimes during our coaching calls, you know, we have to kind of hit the pause button. In some cases, we have to reset, but it's about getting clarity before moving forward. Otherwise, if you're moving forward and you don't have clarity, how do you know when you've gotten to where you want to go? Does that make sense? In other words, if you don't have clarity, if you don't know where you're going, you're just going to like kind of let the wind of life take you along. It's like a leaf blowing in the wind. It doesn't have a particular direction it's going in. It just kind of goes with the wind. Don't allow that to be your life. You know, and I can tell you, when I made the decision, the commitment that I now have the mental bandwidth, the time, the energy, and the space to dive 100% into the storage business. I mean, if you just don't know what I'm talking about, make sure to listen to episode 473 on the Flip Empire Show. It's because I had that clarity. It's because I identified that as something that fit my particular skill set, my talents. It's an asset class, obviously, within real estate, which I know very well. And it's a vehicle, it's a means to the end, and something that is going to amplify my life, something that's not going to require me to build out a big team or just go down a certain path that I'm clear I don't want anymore. And so what I'm hoping this does for you is I just want to plant the seeds with you of what's the problem that you wake up in the morning wanting to solve? What's a solution that you're trying to come up with? Think about that. And if ask yourself, am I happy with the amount of money I'm making? Am I happy with my finances, with my income? If you're not, ask yourself a second question. Am I aligned with what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I aligned? Is there congruency within my life, within my business? Where am I spending most of my time? And is that giving me happiness and fulfillment? You know, because I would venture to say, if you are not where you want to be financially, you might not be in alignment. And if you are in alignment, then maybe it's just a matter of time, and maybe it's just a matter of continuing to plug forward. I can tell you, you know, part of what I shared on episode 473 was that I was going to be opening up about, you know, allowing you guys to walk alongside me in my journey in storage. And I'm sharing with you like what I've done. And, you know, since I committed 2.5-3 weeks ago, I've really been kind of in the phase one learning. Most of my time has been in the phase one learning of just, you know, going through content, consuming information, just getting a strong foundation of the storage business, right? Not only from a 30,000 foot view, but like in the trenches, right? How to analyze deals, how to even know what's a good deal. Speaking to brokers and speaking to sellers and things of that nature. And I know myself that I need to consume that content, but I can't allow myself to just do that because that's easy and that's comfortable. And I think that's what a lot of people do when they're learning something is it's easy to just passively consume content. But what are you going to do with that content? That's what separates people that ultimately achieve success are those that now take that knowledge and implement it so that they can acquire that experience. And I can tell you last week, I made, probably 10 to 12 calls to brokers, and I had 5 or 6 conversations. Two of them were what I would consider meaningful conversations. I had a good conversation with the seller, and I'm actually in the process of just analyzing and evaluating his storage facility. Distressed seller. You know, the guy lives in Florida, and he's got a storage facility in another state that has been completely neglected. It's about 15-20% occupied. The guy hasn't touched or raised rents. He just doesn't have time for it, you know. And this is somebody who's in real estate. He's got a portfolio of properties, but his business interests are elsewhere, and he has a neglected facility. And so this presents an opportunity. And while he doesn't seem to be motivated based on his price, he's open to entertaining seller financing. And so we've had conversations. I'm actually going to be making my first offer on a storage facility today. So I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know how that goes. And guys, I'm just scratching the surface. This is just the start of the journey. Again, I shared on episode 473 how I hired a coach who's working with me one-on-one on a monthly basis. And part of the reason I invested in the coach and also in a storage mastermind was because I understand the power of accountability, right? And I know I can go out there and succeed and figure this out, but I wanted a shortcut to success. And I knew that I didn't have the experience that, you know, this community I'm working with has and this coach I'm working with has. And that's the reason I'm such a big believer in coaches and masterminds, investing in yourself. So I wanted to share that with you. And I'm going to leave you with one last thing here. Brendan Burchard, High Performance Habits. I want to read you an excerpt from this book. And the subtitle of this particular page is called Permission Granted. So this is a short paragraph. I want to leave you with this as we wrap up this episode. Beyond habits, what else holds most people back? I found that that many people simply feel undeserving or unready to rise to the next level. They question their value or await some external validation, promotion, certification, award, before they can start playing a bigger game. This is wrong, of course. You deserve extraordinary success just as much as anyone. And you don't need anyone's permission to start living life on your own terms. You just need a plan. And I promise you it's in this book. So I wanted to share that with you because, you know, as my friend and partner in a sense, Steve Cavanaugh says, without a plan, everything looks like an opportunity. You know, and so it's important to take the time to kind of sharpen the axe before you pick up that axe and just start swinging it at a tree. Know what tree you want to take down, and that comes by having a plan. So hopefully this particular episode kind of gets you thinking a certain way. I truly believe that you were built and you were created to accomplish big, great things in your life. And if you're not feeling like you're on that path, take a moment to pause, possibly reset, evaluate life, evaluate the direction you're going in, and then align yourself with your purpose. If you're not sure what your purpose is, make sure that you're working with people that can kind of turn the mirror around and that can get the answers out of you that most likely already exist inside of you. And you just might not know, or maybe you just haven't taken the time, or maybe figuring out the answers to those questions kind of scares you if you're honest with yourself. I'm not sure, but if there's anything I can do to help and you want to have a conversation, you want to connect, reach out to me, alex@flipempire.com. And guys, we got some awesome guests coming up here on the Flip Empire Show. I'm excited. You know, depending on when you're listening to this, we're right before the holidays, right before Christmas. So I send you a bunch of love and positivity. And I trust that 2021, maybe you're listening to this in 2021. I trust and hope that this is the best year, but it's not just going to fall in your lap. You got to go out there. You got to grab the bull by the horns. You got to get clear on what you want. You got to be just as clear on what you don't want. And then make sure that you're taking steps in the right direction each and every day. So my friends, I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning into the Flip Empire Show. Some quick housekeeping. If you are not subscribed, take a quick second, flipempire.com/podcast. Make sure you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday morning when new shows come out. And if there's anything I can do for you, just reach out. Have an awesome, awesome day. Peace.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.